My dear friends in Christ, in today's Gospel, we have a very beautiful miracle that our Lord performs for these 10 lepers. Cures them of what was known as an incurable disease, the disease of leprosy. And we see how our Divine Lord tells them to go show themselves to the priests, and on their way, they are cleansed, they're made clean. And God, our Lord, works this miracle. And we know that out of the 10, only one of them came back to give thanks to Christ for what the great benefit that he had received. And as we reflect upon this gospel, I think that it can definitely apply to our own selves. And we know that God works a much greater miracle than the cleansing of leprosy whenever we go to the sacrament of penance, to confession, and have our sins forgiven. A much greater miracle is worked through the absolution that is given from the priest in the persona acting in the persona Christi, in the person of Christ. And a great miracle takes place. The spiritual leprosy that our souls may have had through means of sin, is particularly mortal sin, is healed, is cleansed, and we are restored miraculously back to the state of sanctifying grace. Now, how many of us, and I hope most of us, all of us, thank the priest in the sacrament of confession and penance for having worked such a great miracle? The priest, we're thanking the priest, who, like I said, represents Christ. But besides that, how many of us, after coming out of confession, kneel before the Blessed Sacrament and make an act of thanksgiving to our Lord for the great miracle that he has worked through this holy and wonderful sacrament? And I think it's very important that all of us get into that habit of, after having gone to confession, not only do we thank the priest, who, like I said, who is acts in the person of Christ, but that we also spend that time in front of the Blessed Sacrament and specifically thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for having worked this great miracle of being cleansed from spiritual leprosy. Now, we know that there is one thing that particularly wounds the heart of Christ, not only sin, but we also know that ingratitude is something that our Lord is very much, so to say, wounded by. And we see this very clearly in today's gospel. Were there not 10 of you who were healed, and only one of you has come back to give thanks? Now, St. Thomas Aquinas speaks about various degrees of ingratitude. The first degree of ingratitude is for someone to forget a benefit. And we know that we are very much inclined to such forgetfulness. Someone has done a good deed for us, and we can very easily forget the good that has been done to us. Now, the second degree of ingratitude is to not even remember to be thankful for a benefit. And that is, if someone were to do something for someone else, and that person were to not even thank the person who did a good thing for them, that would be the second degree of ingratitude. And think about it. If you were to go out of your way to do something for someone that costs a bit of sacrifice, but you did it for that person because you cared for them, and you were doing it out of the goodness of your heart, and that person, like I said, would not even say thank you, or would not even acknowledge the good that you did for them. We know that as humans, we would be very naturally hurt by that. We would be very hurt, we would be very maybe discouraged by that, and we know that it would be something hurtful to us. And we can think this in the supernatural in regards to Christ. And before we get to that, let's speak about the last degree of ingratitude. The last degree of ingratitude is to hate the person that does you good. And that is the supreme act of ingratitude, to not only hate the person who has done you good, but to turn the benefits that you have received against that person. And like I said, these are the three different degrees of ingratitude. Now, we know that we can supernaturalize this in the aspect of how in our relationship to Christ, and how often we fall into these various degrees of ingratitude against Almighty God. We forget to thank Him for His benefits. We forget to, we We forget to, we forget the benefits he gives us, we forget to thank him, and then we turn the very gifts that he has given to us against our Creator. And that is exactly what we do when we commit sin. We use what God has given to us, and we use it against Almighty God, and we destroy the life of God in our souls. And that is truly, like I said, the ultimate act of ingratitude that we as men can commit against our Creator, our Lord, and our Savior. And so it is that ingratitude gives our Lord a very intense particular sorrow. And let us reflect upon this and see how is it that I am I falling to these various degrees of ingratitude? And if I am, let me change that. And let me thank the good Lord for all of his benefits. Let me use the benefits that he has given to me for his greater honor and glory. And let me remember, like I said, day in and day out to thank him for these things. Because it really truly does affect our relationship with Almighty God. And the reason why we may fall into sin, so often, is because we truly are not grateful to God. We do not give true thanks for what he has done for us. And many times, God may permit us to fall into sin. We know that God loves us and never wants us to sin. But sometimes he just lets us go. He permits us to fall into sin because only then will we truly appreciate his grace and truly appreciate his gifts that he has given to us. So let us remember just the simple thank you can go a long way in our relationship with God. Let us remember to thank him here and now for all of his gifts. God, we know, does not owe any of us anything, and we truly are blessed. And we can very easily take things for granted. And that is why we should remind ourselves to be grateful for the things that he has given to us, for bringing us into this world, for redeeming us, for the Holy Mass, for the sacraments, for our priests, for our religious, for our families, for all of our personal blessings, our Catholic faith, maybe our conversion, our vocation, our work, our families, our friends, our homes. The list can go on and on. And especially if we might be finding ourselves depressed and down and out, a very good thing to do would be just to sit down and start to write out every single thing that you can think of that is truly a blessing. And even the person who is most down and out will find things to write down. And like I said, when you take a step back and look at those things, you realize, I truly am blessed. And so it is that we should continually say, Deo gratias, thanks be to God. And there are some quotes that I wanted to share from some saints in regards to gratitude. St. Augustine says, we cannot think, speak, or write anything better or more acceptable than thanks be to God. St. Paul the Apostle says, in all things give thanks. St. John of the Cross says, a single blessed be God in adversity is worth more than 1,000 acts of thanksgiving and prosperity. As we read in Scripture, the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. St. Teresa of Avila says, in all created things, discern the providence and wisdom of God, and in all things give thanks to God. St. Teresa also says, if souls are humble, they will be moved to give thanks. St. Ambrose says, no duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. So my dear friends in Christ, on this Sunday, as we reflect upon this gospel, let us remember gratitude towards Almighty God. Let us not fall into those 3 degrees of ingratitude, of being forgetful of the benefit, of forgetting to thank Almighty God, or even using the benefits that he has given to us against our benefactor, against Almighty God. Let us be mindful of that, not fall into those degrees of ingratitude. Let us give thanks to him always. And like I said, as we both say at the end of the Mass, Deo gratias, thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.